You are under arrest for driving under the influence of intoxicants and are about to be asked to submit to a breath test, blood test, or combination thereof. Driving while under the influence of intoxicants is a crime in Oregon. You are subject to criminal penalties if any test or other evidence shows you are under the influence of intoxicants. If you fail a test, evidence of that failure may be offered against you. You will fail a breath or blood test for purposes of criminal penalties if the test discloses a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or more by weight of alcohol in your blood, as shown by chemical analysis of the breath or blood. You will fail for purposes of the implied consent law if the test discloses a blood alcohol content of A, 0.08% or more by weight of alcohol in your breath or blood if you are not driving a commercial motor vehicle, B, 0.04% or more by weight of alcohol in your breath or blood if you were driving a commercial motor vehicle, or C, any amount if you are under 21 years of age. Your driving privileges will not be suspended under implied consent law if you submit to any test requested and do not fail. If you fail a breath test or blood test, your driving privileges are subject to suspension for each test failed. The outcome of a criminal charge for driving while under the influence of intoxicants will not affect the implied consent suspensions. If you fail a test, you will not be eligible for a hardship permit for at least 30 days and possibly 1 year after the suspension takes effect, depending on your driving record. If you fail a test, the suspension period will be longer and the wait time for a hardship permit increased if within the last 5 years you have been convicted of a DUII, you have had your driving privileges suspended under the implied consent law, or you have participated in a DUII diversion or similar program. The suspension periods are designated on the front of this form. If you fail a breath test and you have an Oregon driver license or permit, the license or permit will be taken immediately and you will be issued a temporary permit unless you do not have valid driving privileges. The temporary permit becomes effective 12 hours after it is issued and remains in effect until the 30th day after arrest, when the suspension takes effect. After taking a test, you will have a reasonable opportunity, upon your request, for an additional chemical test of your blood alcohol content to be performed at your own expense by a qualified person of your choosing. You have a right to a hearing to challenge the validity of the suspension before it becomes effective. You must make a written request to DMV for such a hearing. If you win at the hearing, your driving privileges will not be suspended. If you lose at the hearing, the suspension will remain in effect during any court review of the hearing. If you fail a breath test, you must request a hearing within 10 days after the arrest, and the hearing will be held within 30 days after arrest. However, if you fail a blood test, DMV will send you a suspension notice, and you must request a hearing within 10 days of the mailing date of the notice. In this case, the hearing will be held within 30 days of the date DMV sends the notice.